suspicious in my neighborhood.
All right, good evening and welcome to the Monroe City Council meeting here this evening, March 5th, 2013. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask if any of you would take roll call, please.
Councilperson Gary.
Here.
Cuddaback. Williams.
Here.
Camp.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Gamble.
Here.
Hanford. Pirano. Student Representative Pirano.
Okay, let the record show that did receive word, Councilmember Cuddaback will not be here this evening, and that Councilmember Hanford may be a few minutes late. At this time, please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first on the agenda this evening is the portion of the meeting set aside for comments from citizens to City Council on any issue, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to public hearing. For those who would like to speak this evening, we'd ask that you limit your time to 5 minutes and please provide your name and address for the record. I don't have anybody signed up. However, as always, I'd like to open up to members of the audience to the podium, make this time available. If there's anyone who'd like to speak, approach the podium at this time. No? Okay. All right, then, moving on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Gamble?
We're good to see you again this evening.
All right, so is there Councilmember Gary?
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All right, motion's been made by Councilmember Gary and seconded by Councilmember Camp to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, final action. Number one this evening is consideration of hearing examiner's recommendation for Eagle Mock preliminary plat. I'm going to turn the meeting over at this point to Brad first,
okay.
And then City Attorney has some questions for council members.
Okay, you considered this at last week's meeting also. This is the plat of Eaglemont, which is 35 acres up off of Chain Lake Road, which is being subdivided into 146 lots. The proponent is RAD Development. We had a hearing in front of the hearing examiner on January 24th. The hearing examiner issued his findings of fact, conclusions of law, decision, and recommendation. The City Council considered that last week and remanded it back to the hearing examiner for additional findings regarding the decisional criteria contained within the Monroe Municipal Code. The hearing examiner issued a revised document this afternoon, which was put on the website and is before you at this time. And once again recommends approval of the preliminary plat and the planned residential development, and it has included additional findings and conclusions regarding the decisional criteria contained in the Monroe Municipal Code. The staff is also recommending that the City Council approve the resolution attached to the council packet that approves the preliminary plat and the planned residential development. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right. Good to see. I let the record show that Student Representative Brandon Pirano was now in the entry of the chambers. And before any questions, we would like to turn the microphone over to City Attorney Lowe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As explained last week, this is a quasi-judicial proceeding and is also a proceeding that has come to you on closed record. I believe the standards for your decisional process were explained during the proceedings last week. In lieu of going through the specific appearance of fairness questions that you've already been through once, I would simply ask for the record whether any council member has, since last week, had any additional ex parte communications that should be disclosed at this point, or if any council members' previous answers concerning any familial, personal, financial, or other interest in the project or a project site have changed since that time.
No.
The record indicates a negative response. It now would be appropriate for the floor to be open to any parties of record to make any appearance of fairness challenges to any council member's participation with the understanding that if an appearance of fairness challenge is not made at the time that the basis for it becomes known, the challenge is permanently waived. And no member of the audience has indicated an intent to step forward with any challenge. And with that, I would conclude the appearance of fairness questioning and turn the proceedings back to Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, any questions to Brad with regards to the hearing examiner's decision or comments? The floor is now open to council. Councilmember Williams.
Thank you, Mayor. Brad, I think we touched on this a little bit last week, but in reading some of the concerns that were brought up about how the vehicles during construction were going to be entering and exiting, and can you just kind of remind us, is there any changes to that as far as are they putting in a new access road or are they still going through the neighborhood?
At the end of the project, there will be the through road, but 197th and it jogs about, I think it turns 199th. At the end of the project, that will be through
phase three.
That will be at the end of phase three, at the very end of the project.
Okay.
In the meantime, the developer has indicated that they are planning on using the existing entrance off of Rainier View Road as their main entrance into the plat.
Okay. Councilmember Gannon.
At the end of, I thought when we were in the questions last week, is that if they went past phase one, so phase one is what is it, 63 homes? I'm trying to remember. 60 some odd homes in the first phase, correct? Roundabout.
Yes, I'm over there.
I thought that we had said that the second road would be basically required if they were to go into second and phase two or phase three. Is that not the case?
That's not the case. No, it's at the end, of the entire development. Although there is at the moment, the road is connected right now, it's just not paved. So there is an emergency access to the north currently, but at the end of the road will actually be brought up to the current standards.
That's not what I remember. I'll go back.
The hearing examiner does address that issue, though.
Yeah, he does state that it has to be done at the end of the project.
I think that there was some concern on impact on neighboring properties, but he ruled that it was not his belief that there would be an impact on this neighboring property.
He did not feel it was necessary to condition it on that, anything regarding that.
I'll give you a moment here and move on to the council member and come back if you're all right. Councilmember Gibb.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know that there's anything such as you know, no impact whatsoever. But as far as where this is going to be going in, this is probably the least amount of impact to the entire neighborhood. I mean, I think there's one house on the corner. There's one literally right on 199. There might be three houses by which those trucks, two or three, that they're going to go by. So as far as major impact, while it is a bummer for those three houses, it's certainly it's a smaller impact than it could be. My recollection from last week was that even if they went to phase two, that didn't necessarily guarantee that that road up to 197th was going to be improved. I thought the scenario one of the scenarios is what if they run out of funding? They only get, you know, 1.5 phases done. But there still is a road there. That's the key. It just won't necessarily be the tip-top.
It won't meet the International Fire Code standards for us.
You can still get a fire truck in, but it won't meet the actual standards if the project doesn't go all the way through.
Gotcha.
But it'd still be usable by fire emergency vehicles if it needed to be from that time. I do appreciate that. And I'll leave my comments to that for now.
Sorry, Chip. Yeah, I lived that. There's no secret that I go through that road. So, I think the main concern is, because when I drive it, I'm like, yeah, it is three homes, but the problem is it is the funnel. I mean, it's the,
yep,
that's the single ingress, egress for the entire, all the developments, whether it's Sinclair Heights, it's Trombley Hill, you know, it's up. And the reason that the question comes in is, hey, is this, you know, and that's the second, you know, road would be more for that new development than, you know, the other residents, right? I mean, that would be primarily, you know, used. The only reason why I bring it up is we've already had, we were supposed to have a second road funded by the Sinclair Roads, you know, project. That was, you know, the stub that's not there, and we're trying to get that on the, you know, on the docket. So that's why, to me, it's, you know, it's really important. I know it's important to the constituents in that area. And I know it's also important to other council members that have even, you know, had that as part of their platform. You know, one of the things that was important to us all. So I'm just concerned that that is something that, you know, it indeed could happen if we were to go through and vote and approve this, because we've happened in the past that we would basically be adding more traffic to that location without, that we'd be adding more to it. And I appreciate what you're saying, that there is a road on that one location. I mean, it's basically a dirt trail. So
more than that, I mean, the north part is used by people to access their houses from
driveway.
Yeah, I mean,
fair
it's,
enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's my. Councilmember Geary.
Thanks. I'll move to approve resolution 2013/005. After the hearing examiner's findings of fact, conclusions of law, recommendations, and conditions of approval, approving the preliminary subdivision plan residential development of Eaglemont PL 2012-03.
Second. All right. Motion's been made by Councilmember Geary and seconded by Councilmember Davis to approve resolution 2013-005. Any other questions? All right, have the city attorney read the official title of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Resolution 2013-005, a resolution of the Monroe City Council adopting the hearing examiner's findings of fact, conclusions of law, recommendations, and conditions of approval for preliminary plat plan residential development PL 201203-Eaglemont.
Thank you. Council, anything else? Councilmember Gabb.
All that being said, based on the information in his hand, and that, you know, Rand is basically saying that it's within the, you know, terms, we do have a, you know, plan on it, and I'm, you know, pretty confident that that's going to go through. I will be, you know, voting in support of this. But I just wanted to make sure that I got my, you know, opinions, you know, on the record. But that's why we have the process, is for it to go through and to be looked at. And, you know, we rely on experts for a reason. So I will be in support. Thank you.
Okay, seeing no lights, hearing no other comments, we'll go ahead and vote on the motion at this time. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passed. Thank you. Thank you, staff, for your hard work on this as well. Okay, Council, this is your opportunity for any reports that you might have for staff or for the council members. Councilor Geary?
I talked about lacrosse last week. So.
Yeah.
Although it was a good first week. Thank you.
All right. Councilor Williams?
I would just like to express my gratitude for Councilmember Geary not bringing up lacrosse again.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Well, I can't top that, but I can thank the mayor for allowing me the opportunity to represent the city to the Mexican Rodeo Sports Day planning meeting that started last week, where the Boys and Girls Club, the Chamber of Commerce, the Monroe, or the Mexican organizers, and who else was it? I apologize to whoever the last person was, the city is. We had an opportunity to discuss an upcoming the school's having a competition to allow the students to compete through essays and have a special day at the Mexican Rodeo with involving a Seahawk or a Sounder. I don't know how they're going to put that together. Very exciting. Everybody was very excited with the meeting, and I look forward to more, and I'll be able to report more as it.
you have an opportunity to talk to student representative Perano about the...
I did. I'm going to let him give his response and then I'll let him present.
Good, because I didn't want to call on him and put him on the spot if you hadn't had a chance to talk.
I'm not quite sure what he's going to say.
All right, very good. Councilmember Davis? And Councilmember Gamble?
The Human Resource Finance Committee did meet today. And we elected a new chairman, myself. So that's really the only thing to report. We'll have more in the near future.
And baseball started.
Baseball did start. That is correct.
I apologize. I left baseball late to the committee because my son is playing for the varsity at the high school.
Yeah, more importantly, baseball. America's pastime.
Yeah, America's first sport. Across the
All right. Well, only a couple staff members here tonight, but opportunity to share or anything you might have to report, Diane?
No, nothing tonight.
Very good, Chief.
Yes, I have one thing. Today, Sergeant Steve Plott was admitted to Harborview Medical Center with stroke-like symptoms. He's going through a battery of tests, but has shown improvement throughout the day. In fact, he's asking for a ribeye steak from the keg. He is in room 372 and short visits are welcome. Please keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers.
Thanks, Chief. Brian, anything?
Just one thing on the downtown parking. We sent out a newsflash on that. They went to 1,797 people. The chamber put in their weekly update on Friday. There's an article in the Tribune today, in the Monitor on their website, which comes out in the paper tomorrow, and it's also on our website. So we're getting the word out there. Oh, and I also sent an email to Dream to pass it around to their members too. So hopefully people will know about it and we'll be bringing that back to the council on the 19th for further consideration.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I have two things. First of which is just kind of a final or last follow-up with in terms of my resolution or my painting project up at the high school. Just kind of what we've decided after meeting and consulting with Councilmember Camp as well as my advisor, my ASB advisor, Mr. Warner, up at the high school, and taking a look and really considering what Mr. Yingling's proposal or his counter proposal as to my original proposal to him was. After looking at that, the best in all of our eyes, the best option for us is to kind of take his counterproposal, which was to not go as far as to repaint the entire school, but get some of the railings done or repaint some of the railings. He would like them to be professionally done, just so that you know, they don't look sloppy, or just for those kind of issues. But it definitely is something that a lot later on can be worked on more. This is kind of like the first steps in getting this done, and I think that's a lot. From attending these city council meetings and just learning from my experience, I think that's a lot how government works. It doesn't all have to be at once, and I think things take time. And so, hopefully that is what is going to become of this issue. I think students are always going to have a passion to improve their school and improve their surroundings. So hopefully they can see that through this project or through these first steps, it definitely is possible. And so that's just kind of like a wrap up of what's going on there. The other thing that I have to report is I will not be able to make it to the next city council meeting next week, March 12th, because I will actually be, or we actually have our first high school lacrosse game on Tuesday, so.
Lacrosse?
What was that sport? No.
You didn't tell me that. Is that it?
Against?
The radio.
It's Seahome, right? Then.
I think it's Whatcom.
Yeah,
Whatcom.
Bellingham team, Jim. Yeah.
Anything on the meeting that Mr. Camp attended?
He couldn't make it.
Yes.
But we discussed it. You said you had more of an interest in working with the city on the Monroe Parks.
The festival. Event. The music festival.
You might suggest we contact Montreal.
Great.
And work with that. I just wanted to add a few things. I was disappointed too when I read the letter. I would hope that we could get more volunteer involvement at the high school. I believe volunteerism and volunteer labor builds strong communities. But it is what it is. I just want to commend our student representative for an excellent presentation that he gave to all of us, including the donor from Home Depot. And your understanding and your realistic outlook on this whole project, I think you did an admirable job. I'm really impressed. Thank you.
I think it might be fair to share with council that the request as presented in the resolution that council provided in support of that request, the request was denied.
Right.
So I don't know if council knows that or not, but the request was denied. And if you haven't seen the response and would like to, it is public record, and we can make sure that you have that. With regards to your comment related to the Monroe Music Fest, your support and any activity on a volunteer basis would be greatly appreciated. We look forward to it.
Really what I'm looking to do is once that the poster is laid out for the music festival, I'd love to be able to get those up at the high school as well as all the other schools, and just get the word out. So.
Great. Well, we welcome it and appreciate the willingness to participate and support that effort. So, Councilmember Hanford has now entered the chambers, and we are on Councilmember reports. Anything to report, Councilmember Hanford?
No.
All right. Thank you. So we'll turn to my report with baseball. So we got that in there a little earlier. City Administrator Braswell.
On the Monroe Music Fest, we continue to meet pretty much on a weekly basis, and that is coming along nicely. We're real happy how that's going, and I understand, I haven't been able to confirm it, but apparently it was mentioned on Ken 5 Morning News this morning. So, anyway, that we received some phone calls from a couple of bands that were interested in playing, and they'd seen it on Ken 5. So, I couldn't find it on the website, but anyway, that's what we were told. So, the Riley Group was here the last 2 days going through our files in regards to the landfill site, so that project is also moving forward. Now I'm ready for the draft agenda.
If you would, just maybe a brief comment with regards to the IT transition and how that process is going.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, the IT transition, we have brought in ISO, and they're a consulting company, and they have taken over the system. When Denise left, she turned over the passwords, that type of thing, that were critical to the operations, and really worked with us to help that transition happen smoothly. So ISO has been working under Ben's direction. I pretty well turned the department over to Ben as a manager at this point in time, and he's been doing a stellar job. They're super organized back there. They've got a whiteboard set up with all the items that need to be addressed. Any problems, they've been listening, checking boxes. And I know Ben will be coming back to the report probably the next week or two, letting council know where we're at. He's already talked to them about a backup system and all those other concerns that the council has expressed, and the staff as well. So at any rate, on the cost side of things, I think we're going to come in under what was planned and be able to accomplish some other tasks. So at any rate, it's all going really well, and it's worked out just fine.
Thank you.
Okay, draft agenda for March 12, 2013. Under business and action items, announcements and presentations, we have a proclamation, National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, Time twister. Consent agenda, we have the resolution authorizing ballot vote for 0.2% sales tax increase for criminal justice purposes. Number two, adopt multi-jurisdictional program for public information. Under final action, we have authorized mayor to sign collective bargaining agreements for clerical, parks and public works, and supervisors. study session topics. We have discussed utility billing late fees and utility billing policies. Two, discuss changes in street numbering system. Number three, department reports. And number four, the draft agenda for March 19th, 2013. On the long-range agenda, Councilmember Cutaback has expressed interest in moving out the social media policy discussion on March 19th, 2013, as she will not be able to be in attendance at evening, and she's asking if we can move that to the March 26th discussion. Anything else?
I have a question. Do we have a transportation plan meeting?
Haven't identified any discussion as of yet, but certainly if council is interested in directing that committee to meet and has some items we need
to run through.
Not just transportation, as well as transportation.
Public works, public safety, parks and rec.
If the committee would like to meet, it might be a good idea or an opportunity to have Mike Farrell join us just to give a brief overview of what's expected this year in terms of some of the part-time review and so forth. We talked about that as well as part of the committee's focus. And I did mention to Farrell and essentially just waiting for response from the committee. If you'd like to meet, we can have him come just to give a little, give an overview.
Do we know if Councilmember Cutaback's going to be here next week? As she said, she's not here this week and following week.
My understanding is she will be here.
We can schedule it. If she's not, then we can move that to another.
All right. This might work.
All right. Councilmember Hammer.
Thank you. Two things. Were we having our meeting on the 19th for the discussing what's the name of that? Legislative.
We have the Legislative Affairs Committee that night, or we can move to the next week if that doesn't work. Are you going to be here on the 19th?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Yeah, that would be our normally scheduled night, right. As long as the chair is here.
I thought you were initially here too. I thought your initials were KJ. No, it took Kurt with a K.
Yeah.
It's not.
Great. And then the other question was on the 19th. The social, the downtown parking. Can you remind me, was that a hearing for that, or that's just discussion amongst council?
It was discussion among council.
With the press release that went out is in the newspaper that people are welcome to come and
that's what I thought.
Post their opinions, yes.
Right. During the citizen.
Right. But it's not an official public hearing.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. We would also propose moving the Finance and Human Resources Committee meeting to March 26th. Left that open, but if that works for everybody, we'd like to do that. I'd also like to draw attention to everybody's initials in the committee boxes. That is new this week, so hopefully
there's
that helps.
There's an error on one. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I did.
I'll fix it.
I can't believe it.
So I was gonna that's why my line was on, because this was canceled last week, so I know I didn't miss it last week, so we're adding in the fourth because we feel
we're putting it back in the sign code. We felt it was a critical issue to a lot of projects that we have going. We've got many projects that are under construction and they need to be ordering signs in the very near future. And so the sooner we can get that done, these projects can order signs and get them finished up.
Is there any reason why we couldn't do it on the 19th? Seems like a long agenda.
Because the Planning Commission is not making their recommendation until the 25th.
Then that makes sense. Now I know why we're meeting on the 23rd.
But that was the reason why, namely Speedway Chevrolet, you see that they're under construction and they're at that point where they need to be able to order some signage.
All right. Councilmember Kane.
Thank you. Just so I'm sure, so the Finance and Human Resource Committee is going to move to the 26th. We're not going to have to do the April 2nd, correct?
Correct.
Attorney Lyle, anything for us?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. See nothing. We have no need for executive session this evening. And so with that said, Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Hanford to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 7:31
Preparations.